This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Pot Sauce, guys, your podcast discovery show. I am Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt. And like she said, your podcast discovery show, because that is why we are here. There's 3 million podcasts out there, 50 million episodes, so much to go through. So we're trying to do it for you guys.
You're welcome. Simply put.
But you're welcome.
You are most welcome.
Okay? I think you put it really well the other day. You're like, we're like the trailer of podcasts? Like, we
actually, you said that, but thank you for giving me the credit, white man. That's a first. That is a first that the white man said, you know what, black lady, you have the credit. You came up with the phrase. It was you, but thanks, boo. Thanks, boo.
So we're just trying to make people's lives easier. They got a lot going on. They got time to listen to all the episodes.
No.
That's why we're here.
We're here to do that. We're doing God's work.
We really are.
Yes. And you are most welcome. We got a really good done in a day. Done in a day.
Done in a day.
Done in a day.
Done in a day.
Done in a day.
Done in a day.
Day.
That was our first time doing it. It was pretty
smooth. Good. Yeah, but I was trying to go with the dun 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 dun, and you kind of got off beat a little bit, but it's to be expected because white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because white. It's okay. We'll get you on beat pretty soon.
Get to your done in a day.
It's really good. I think you actually will like it. One, because the episodes, I don't think there are any episodes that are over 30 minutes off the top
Boom.
Of my head.
In.
The apology line.
Okay.
So the apology line, hosted by Marissa Bridge, it's a derivative of this. So back in New York in 19 something something, I don't want to lie to you.
Got 19, all the details, don't you?
19 something something. Well, because that part doesn't matter, right? But there was this guy who was like, yo, if you have a confession, if you have something you want to get off of your chest, dial this number and you can talk to me.
Like, no names, like, you don't have to say who you are?
No names, you don't have to. You don't have to disclose. I am just your portable priest that you can confess whatever it is you want to confess to, from petty theft to robbery to murder most foul. So this covers your true crime. For all you true crime addicts, this has an element of that in there. The episode
Wait, is this guy
I
just like a voyeur? Like, that sounds fun to me. Like,
yeah.
Here's a number.
Dex got a little freak in him.
Just call me. Tell me all your creepiness.
He said a little voyeur in it. That sounds fun. Good for you. Good for you, Denise. Good for you, sis. Good for you. But yeah, the episode I listened to was episode 4, okay. To Catch a Serial Killer. So good. It talks about Richie, who's the serial killer. I think Richie is actually the an alias, because as you listen to episode 4 and then going into episode 5, more details kind of like come along. But basically, Alan, who was at that time known as Mr. Apology, his wife, Marissa is his wife. She just recounts like some of his stories that were the most impactful to him, and how it basically, her husband was just so involved in Mr. Apology and his space that it kind of took away from like their marriage, and you know, it kind of devolved in a lot of ways. So you'll definitely have to listen to it. It's a twofer, you know, it's the intimate aspect of it, yeah. But also kind of like a follow-up on some of his most pivotal, you know, I'm from the South, I got this accent that keeps me from being great sometimes, but some of his most pivotal phone calls. And
it, you know, sounds closer. Super fascinating. And it's funny because she seems like she has the better end of it, even though screwed up their marriage. But I mean, as much as I don't want to sit on the phone for a long time, I'd rather just be like, give me the cliff notes.
Yeah.
How juicy was this phone call?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, I mean, I'm into it.
Kind of. Like, it really depends on how you look at it. But, yeah, like, you know, she didn't have to do all the heavy lifting like he did. And so you get to hear, like, the actual tapes from the phone calls.
They have the tapes?
Actual tapes.
Yes!
From, you know,
wait, he was recording
and,
all this?
Yeah, I mean, they knew, you know what I mean? So, but again, I really think especially those out there who are huge fans of true crime, start at episode 4, To Catch a Serial Killer, because it follows Richie and how that whole situation flushed out. Mm-hmm. You can hear his phone calls. He's got 30 bodies on him. You know, he talks in detail about what he's done to some of these people. And I don't want to give it away, you know, but obviously the big payoff is, did they catch this fool? We got to get this. I almost said it, but then I caught myself. We have to get this person.
Well, I'll check it out. And especially if you like it, it'll probably, because we are the same person, essentially.
1,000%.
Essentially.
1,000%.
So I'll check that. You said episode 4.
This should speak to your inner black woman.
All right.
But I think that this, you'll like this because, again, the episodes aren't super long. I think there's only, like, you know, 9 episodes, I want to say, but they're not long. I mean, okay. Again, I was put on to this podcast just as I was, like, trying to find what speaks to me. I'm a lover of true crime, and just when I saw, like, the apology line, I was like, oh, this is dope.
Okay, so it's the apology line.
The apology line.
Done in a day.
Done in a day. That's how it's supposed to go. You can lead them to water.
We got a lot more coming up on this episode. We've got Spider One. Do we call him Spider?
He gave us. I'm going to call him Spider.
Mr. Spider.
Mr. Spidey.
I like it. Uh-huh. So we got. He's coming on. He has a podcast called Bleeders Digest
with a capital on D-I-E. Did you see that?
Yeah. And for some people, you may recognize the name because he is Rob Zombie's brother. Mm-hmm. He's done a ton. He's writing all kinds of stuff, all kind of scripted stuff. I think he's got a movie script in the works.
He does. But he also does this project with friends to the show, yes. Trevor Shan from the Boo Crew. So I'm really excited to sit down and speak with him.
That'll be a good episode. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, we like to sit on the fringe of creepiness.
We're on the outside.
We don't really like, we don't let the demons in here.
We don't like to be immersed.
But we like to hear maybe what they've done outside of the, outside of this.
We want to be adjacent.
We like to be nice demon adjacent.
Yeah. Caspers are welcome.
So we got him coming up in the show. And then I think we've got it. If you like this, you'll like that later.
And we got to pick from you, right?
Yeah. So? No, it's your turn.
Is it my turn?
It's fully your turn. You better be bringing the heat today with your pick.
I'm going to see what I feel in my spirit.
So if you haven't gone to our website, podsauce.com, check it out. Sign up for our newsletter so we can send you all of our goodies from every episode. And you can be a part of the show.
In the meantime, guys, don't go anywhere because we have more. This is Pod Sauce.
Welcome back to Pod Sauce. I'm Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Renee.
It is time for Alicia's Pick. This is one of my favorite segments because Alicia and myself, we bring our picks to you guys as well as each other. Mm-hmm. Kind of something that we're listening to, we're enjoying, maybe we just
stumbled
finished,
upon. Mm-hmm.
And maybe you guys will enjoy it. So what's your pick this week?
So this one, I actually was drawn to this story because it's been in the news. My pick, actually, I'll start there. My pick is the Murdaugh murders. Not to be confused with the Murdaugh family.
That's actually, I'm so like the Fox people?
No. Not those people. Yeah, those are the Murdaughs. This is the Murdaugh adjacent. That's funny. You say it like that.
Why?
When you say it like Murdaugh, that's what's going on right now in that family. Murder. Most foul.
They literally, their last name is Murdaugh.
They're telling
what
you what
do you
it
think
is.
Was going to happen?
I'm telling you what it. You better. Aha! Somebody is using that noggin. You better get to it.
It's rare, but we're going to try.
I mean, you're on it today, Dax. Because I, when you said it like that, I'm like, that's right. It does kind of sound like that. Now that you threw me completely off my kilter.
So the Murdaugh murders?
Yeah, the Murdaugh murders. The Murdaugh murders. It covers, she starts back in 2019 where, Mallory Beach, she died in a boat crash. The boat was owned by the Murdaugh family. The Murdaugh family's in the news right now because Alex, the patriarch, well, the current patriarch of this particular sect of the family, because they're a huge conglomerate in South Carolina. They're very prominent, you know, liaisons basically to the district attorney's office. So that's why there have been so many unsolved murders in the Murdaugh family and around.
Is it connected to government?
They're super connected. So there's been cover-ups. There have been people that have found it really challenging to speak up about what's going on within this family out of fear of retribution. Some people have come up missing, you know, and so.
Well, I would think if I'm in the family, I'm not speaking up. I'm not going to be the snitch because you know what happens.
Snitches get stitches.
You know, it's clearly the thing in that family.
1,000%. But that's one of the things that, and it's such a stereotype. When you hear about powerful families that are wealthy, that are super well connected, how they just seemingly get away with murder. And so this investigative podcast, it covers that. It covers the death of Mallory. And, you know, there's actually some people think that this is what triggered Alex to, in a weird way, allegedly facilitate his own killing.
Basically,
I mean, he's alive right now because it was, you know, whoever he hired, he probably didn't pay the full fare before. So
they think that he hired his own hitman.
Yeah, they think that he hired his own hitman so that the remaining son, because his wife and son, Maggie and Pat Murdaugh, they were murdered. That crime hasn't been solved yet.
So he was going to off himself.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah,
this
for the
is
insurance
crazy.
Money. So that allegedly.
He doesn't get any insurance money.
His son. There's one son that's alive, you know, and so he was going to. It's alleged that he facilitated his suicide so that his son can collect on the insurance. Again, this part of it we have to say for legal purposes, allegedly. But all the other aspects of the case are still ever evolving. So the Murdaugh murders, I just love a good murder most foul. I love a good whodunit. I love a good Succession meets.
Yeah.
Law and Order, you know what I mean? Succession is a show on HBO, which I'm obsessed with.
Well, it sounds, I mean, just from what you're explaining and all the tie-ins and this
murder,
and that.
Murder, intrigue, power, status. I mean, what more do you crime junkies want? Get into it. The right. Murdaugh murders.
All right, if you want to listen to the Murdaugh murders.
Murdaugh.
Which is this week's pick by Alicia.
Yes.
Head on over to podsauce.com. We'll have a link right there directly to it. And then also, don't forget, sign up for our newsletter. I'm always harping at you guys to sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah, Dax wants to be able to give that to you guys.
Yeah.
He wants to
hand deliver it
to your homes like a
but
good
that's,
little...
That's what a good host does.
Yes.
Just delivering the information. So, yeah, head on over to podsauce.com. Videos, links, everything is there for you. We will be right back. This is Pod Sauce.
Why am I imagining you on a bicycle with an elf hat?
An elf hat? That's not even stylish.
Just delivering our newsletter. Oh, God. Welcome back to Pod Sauce, guys. I want you guys to meet this amazing man, because we got an opportunity to talk to him before we got this thing going. Love his energy. He already threw shade, so he's in my book. a real one. Spider One, host of Readers.
No, Bleeders.
Digest. Spider.
Yes.
What's up, Spider?
D-I-E, yes. What's up? Thanks for having me. I'm glad that we got the audio working. And,
Still shading us.
You didn't have.
I imagine.
You didn't have to tell him what it was exactly.
I feel like the honesty with your audience is very important.
Fair, very fair.
So it was our first time zooming, basically, is what it felt like.
Yeah, we
learned
today.
But we got the kinks out, and we're here, and we're running now.
Yeah, there were like I just kept seeing people in the screen like, hold on,
one second,
we got it.
And the best part, we have all these cables, all these connections, and all it was is unmute.
Just we were.
I could see it. I could see it on the screen. It said that you were muted, but I couldn't tell you.
I was just about to say, well, anyway. How come you didn't tell us that we were on mute, Spidey? Come on.
Well, I was amused by the whole thing, honestly.
Fair.
Well, thank you again for joining us. I was listening to your podcast this morning, and it is creepy. You do some amazing. So, for people who haven't listened to Bleeders Digest, it is. It's scripted stories that I believe you came up with, and you are having voice actors act out the different parts.
Well, it's him, and it's also our people from the Boo Crew, you know, Trevor and his wife. Yeah.
Yeah, there's There's four of us. Yeah. It's myself, it's Chrissy Fox, and Trevor and Lauren Shand. And we started this thing. And it you know, there's a lot of narrative fiction storytelling podcasts, but there aren't a ton of them that are completely original. Like a lot of them, they're taken from folklore or from, you know, stories off of Reddit or whatever. And they, you know, and they read them. But we were like, I guess, ambitious enough and dumb enough to decide we were going to do all original, you know, write a new story every single week and voice them. A lot of the voices we do ourselves, and then we bring in some guest friends of ours. Like we had Bonnie Ahrens, who played the nun in the Conjuring movies and the Nun movie. We have Scout Compton, who was in the Rob Zombie's Halloween movies. And so we bring in our friends to also contribute. And yeah, we've created this cool catalog of just all original terrifying tales, and it seems to like be catching on and kind of blowing up. So we're excited.
You know what I love about Bleeders Digest? I listened to the episode where I love how immersive, audibly immersive these episodes are. It really takes you into the space and in the world. Yeah. I listened to the episode where the guy who's a poet and he wanted to sell his soul to the devil, you know?
Right.
And even when you listen to, because as an actor, I can appreciate it. So I was listening to it, one, as a consumer, and then two, just as an actor, right? What are the theatrics gonna be, right? And it was so beautifully produced and performed. And I didn't know you played the devil in this episode, because listening to you now, listening to that, two completely different people. So I don't know if there's two people living in that head of yours. Or
Well, in that episode, I played the devil and I played Jonathan Penny, the writer.
Are you kidding me?
That was both you?
Yeah, so that was both of them. That was me doing both of them.
Oh, I got to give you your props on that one.
And let me tell people, if they want to listen to that episode, now that we're talking about it, it's The Buzz of the Last Dying Fly. So that's the one where he's playing the devil and the poet, the two main characters.
But you know what? It's so funny, Spider, to hear you say that. Now that I know that you played both characters, I have a whole new respect for you as an actor, because the way you were able to showcase the ebbs and flows and how demure and, you know, kind and needing that, you know, what's his name again? The poet.
Jonathan.
How Jonathan was, to how when he felt like, but you said you loved my writing, right? So you need to do this for me. Like, he just became like this gremlin. But, you know, just with this thirst and this, and then when the devil, without giving it away, but listen to it, because you have to hear it for yourself, guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the devil gave him, and he said, okay, well, I'm going to do you a fresh one. I'm going to show you what's going to happen if you make this deal with me. And he touches him, and you guys have to hear that part for yourselves, because it just becomes, it's super immersive, mad creepy. Like, super eerie, because my mind instantly went to every single thing the devil was saying in that space. And the decision that Jonathan comes to after that, unfortunately, a lot of people will still, they would do the same thing. It was nuts. So to hear your highs and lows as both characters, I mean, kudos, dude. Kudos.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was a really fun one to do. And you're right, the sound design, which Chrissy does, which is one of our partners, she is crazy. Like, she does all the sound design for us, and as well as acting out characters and writing the stories. But that was really one of the main things we wanted to achieve, you know, sort of hearkening back to old school radio drama, right? And it's a challenging thing to do, because, you know, you don't have those visuals to rely on. So you have to get really creative in the way you describe things and the way you tell the story. Because you can't fall back on, oh, we're just going to show this so everyone will understand it. So it takes on a whole different challenge of trying to put these things together. And I have to urge you, if you do want to give one more episode a listen.
Yes.
The Tapes of King's Chapel is the next one you must listen to. It's episode 5. And it does deal with a certain level of possession.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
you're nuts, Spider. You are so nuts.
You know, so I I listened to another episode, and to be honest with you, this is the first scripted podcast I've listened to. I haven't really dove into acting and like listening to people act on podcasts. It just hasn't been my thing. But it was really interesting. I listened to the Decker House episode.
Oh, yeah.
That one creeped me out. And so the funny thing, so I'm listening to it. It's early in the morning. I will go for my run and listen to podcasts, and yours is the one I was listening to. I go for this long run. It's eerie out. It's foggy. It's dark.
Good luck.
And I'm like, what am I doing? I get back into my house, and it's right at the climax of the Decker House story, which involves a dude with an axe chopping people up. I mean, it's so insane. And my son comes around the corner with a blanket on his head like a freaking ghost and scares the crap out of me. And it was just, it all worked together. And so, I mean, your writing is just so good. And I know that you are writing a lot. Is this a collaborative process when you write these? Is this all in your head? How do you come up with all of these stories?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. You know, no, we each write our own story. Stories. The Decker House, that's another one that I wrote and played the husband in that one. But yeah, it's interesting when you, that's the big question, right? Where do these ideas come from? Whether it's writing a story or writing a song. And I think sometimes it's, you know, not to get too like new agey or whatever, but it's ideas just, they come to you if you're open, you know what I mean? The worst thing I find that the thing that holds me back from being creative is when I sit down and go, I'm going to be creative. Now I'm going to come up with a song, or I'm going to come up with a story, or I'm going to, you know, paint a picture. And I think that it's just, you sort of let these things happen. And then it's just up to you to sort of, you know, come up with a beginning, a middle, and an end. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just the universe throws weird. I mean, it doesn't hurt that, I mean, ever since I can remember, you know, I've always been, since the earliest of, you know, childhood, interested in comic books and science fiction and horror movies. And, you know, I was watching the craziest stuff when I probably shouldn't have been, when I was really, you know, and so I've just always had that fascination with that sort of like just like otherworldly stuff, you know.
Is this a family thing? Because I think for people that might not know, you are Rob Zombie's brother. So is this right. Something that you guys grew up in a household that was into, I don't know, some of these like horror movies and like that kind of thing?
Halloween had to have been popping at that house.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is that we grew up in we're only a couple of years difference in age. So we grew up loving all the same stuff. But the funny thing is we grew up in a household that was about as normal as you could possibly have. I mean, we didn't, my parents weren't into it. They weren't artists. They weren't, my dad worked in a furniture factory for his entire life. My mom, you know, stayed home with raised the kids. And there wasn't a lot of that around us. And we grew up in a small town where there really wasn't anything to do. So TV and music was really like this gateway to the world, you know, that there were other things out there other than this little town that we lived in, you know. And so we watched everything and anything, you know, and growing up in the, you know, 70s and 80s, you know, there was a lot of crazy content. I don't know, you know, if you guys remember, like even Saturday morning cartoons were all like
super graphic and inappropriate.
Well, they were like Groovy Ghoulies and yeah. Monster and then Sid and Marty Krofft Puffin stuff and all these trippy, like, you know, all this trippy content. And it just, like I said, it just opened up the world. And I was just like, there's something out there other than, you know, working in a factory. And so, you know, I just credit, yeah, we would watch, you know, and it was also the time of going to the video store and heading straight to the horror sci-fi section and looking for the most ridiculous box artwork you could find. And this, we're going to watch Basket Case. Oh my God, this looks amazing. And taking it home and just watching the most inappropriate, weird stuff.
Kids these days will never know the joy of going to Blockbuster and picking out like your tape that, you know, of a movie that you want to watch. Do you guys in the writer's room at Bleeders Digest have like a friendly competition to out-horror each other? Is there any of that going on back there? Because it's,
probably, yeah, probably. I think everybody wants to shine and everybody does. I mean, and it's interesting because everybody has their own voice, you know, and it's cool that we have two women and two men, and so it has a different perspective sometimes when we write. Obviously, you know, the female writers on Bleeder's Digest tend to favor female lead characters, and so it gives a great balance to what we do. And everybody has their own style and approach, and so
scariest episode on the podcast, in your opinion?
I mean, there's a couple. I think that a lot of people have talked about Tapes of King's Chapel, because I think we all have this under, you know, being possessed in some level is, I think, something that we all, ever since The Exorcist came out, you know, we're all terrified of. So that one is, a lot of people go to that one. There's another episode that a lot of people find really difficult to get through, and it's called My Sick Little Friend.
My Sick Little What?
Basically, My Sick Little Friend.
Okay.
And that one is, that's a tough listen if you're sensitive, because it's basically, it's sort of narrated by a serial killer.
Why am I writing this down?
In real life?
Why am I writing this? I'm not going to let that. It sounds freaky as hell.
You got to listen to it now.
I mean, thank you for the recommendation.
That one's got some pretty graphic descriptions.
Who plays the serial killer?
He actually, an actor by the name of Adam Bush, who, he's been in a bunch of stuff. He's probably most well known. He was on that show Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of seasons, so he's a good friend of ours, and so he does a great job. He's like, he kind of seems like a serial killer in real life.
You see what I'm saying?
You have to try very hard on this one.
So, you know, you being consumed in writing all of these stories and voicing, I can't imagine it leaves you much time to listen to other podcasts, but is there any other podcasts that you listen to that you think, oh, people need to listen to it, it's amazing? We are a podcast discovery show, so I think giving suggestions.
I mean, you're right. I don't have a ton of time, but of course I have to give a shout out to our partners in the Boo Crew who do a podcast, but there's an interview-based podcast interviewing, you know, directors, writers, actors from some current horror movies. But there is this one other podcast that I was actually lucky enough to be a guest on, called the Bigfoot Collectors Club. And it's hosted by a friend of mine, Bryce Johnson, who's an actor, and in a couple other actors. And they basically just dive into all things paranormal and weird and, you know, unexplained mysteries of the world, whether it be Bigfoot, you know, ghost situations or weird folklore things that I've never even heard of, like this skunk monster, all these crazy things that people are, you know, investigating throughout the world. And they do a great, like, deep dive into this stuff. And Bryce also he's on a Bigfoot show on Discovery. So he's like, he's
immersed.
Fully invested in this stuff.
Yeah.
I had a chance to go on there and tell some real life ghost stories that I had been a part of. So
you had encounters with ghosts?
Yeah. If we had another hour, but I can tell.
Coming back, Spider? Because you need to be here in person, like Trevor.
Yeah.
I want these stories.
You would not believe. I've always been a person in life that sort of my take on unexplained things is that I don't know.
If you want to check out Spider's podcast, Bleeder's Digest, you can obviously head on over to podsauce.com. We will have a link there directly for you to head you to that podcast. Check it out. And then we'll even highlight some of the episodes they talked about, like the tapes of the King's Chapel. I want to check that one out.
Yeah, but also in the episode that I watched, because I think that it was just so beautifully immersive. I mean, well done. It was just so good. So good. Again, you know, as an actor, and I love scripted podcasts. This was a good one. You didn't let me down. You didn't let me down, Spider.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I'm glad. Glad that you approved.
Thank you for joining us. And we got a lot more coming up on Pod Sauce. We will be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to Pod Sauce, guys. I'm Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt.
You have if you like this.
You'll like that. I mean, I'm doing it this time, so I feel that it is only necessary for me to steal the second line from you.
I feel like at one point, I just want to get out. If you like this, you'll like that. If you like this, you'll like that.
If you like this, you'll like that. So yes, I have a, if you like this,
you'll like that.
Mm-hmm. Still just couldn't let it go.
I got to be petty. All right.
So we here at Pod Sauce strongly believe yes, that if you like Anna Faris's Unqualified, that you will like Midnight Snack with Michelle Collins.
Go.
So Michelle Collins, she's a comedian. You may know her from The View. She was a host on The View for a little bit. She has the Michelle Collins Show. She has a podcast. It's a late night podcast, but basically it's riffing on the week's biggest stories in entertainment news, and she has a bunch of celebrities that will come on, and they'll just kind of talk about everything. So it's a long format interview show with celebs. She's had like Julia Stiles on, and do you know Julia Stiles? She's an actress.
Did you play me like that? I know Julia Stiles.
It was literally a question.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes. I mean, has she done anything in a while, though? Whatever. I digress.
Was that shade?
No, it wasn't shade. I was just trying to think of, like, we're talking about 10 Things I Hate About You, and I'm like, we just referenced a movie that was, like, 30 years old.
50 million years ago. That's fair. But, yeah, I think she is on a project for whatever reason. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but she is booked and busy.
Okay, all right.
So, not at home twiddling her thumbs.
So Julia stopped by the podcast, and they were talking about kind of everything from, like, memories from their favorite college bar to like hot firefighters at the dry cleaner. She just kind of gets into everything with these celebs.
And I didn't know Julia went to college because she got her career really early, starting her career really early. So I'm definitely going to have to take a listen to that episode.
Yeah. So, you know, Anna Faris is very similar. It is talking with celebs, diving into their lives. And so Michelle, she's very funny. Same concept. So, that is why we believe, if you like Anna Faris's Unqualified, that you will like Midnight Snack with Michelle Collins.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out for sure. Because like I said, Julia Stiles got such an early start in her career. I'm always curious about celebs that pump the brakes on their successful careers to have some normalcy and like go to college. I'm looking at you, Claire Danes. I'm very curious about that. I think Macaulay Culkin did the same thing too. Jaleel White. So yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. So if you guys want to get more information and a little deeper of a dive into Dax's Pick. Go to podsauce.com, sign up for our newsletter while you are there so you can get information on all the podcasts that we spoke about on today's show.
And big thank you to Spider One from Bleeders Digest for stopping by, blessing us with his crazy blonde hair, which is so fun to look at the whole interview. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We're at The Pod Sauce on IG, and you can check us out on Facebook and Insta. I mean, we're everywhere. YouTube, if you want to watch us, if you're listening to us right now, but you actually want to see what we look like, you can head to YouTube and find Pod
Sauce. See why my Wiki Feet score is a 5.0? You log on, buddy, and get you some.
You can find me at Dax Holt.
And I am at I am Alicia Renee. I really got to get Alicia Renee back.
You got to fix that, girl.
This is ridiculous. Until the next time, thank you guys so much for joining us. Be good to yourselves. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.